Staying Sharp, 9 Keys for a Youthful Brain Through Modern Science and Ageless Wisdom. We have with us psychiatrist Henry Emmons and also psychologist David Alter. They've combined their knowledge for this book. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Oh, thank you for
Good
having
morning.
Us.
Good morning.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'm looking at this cutting-edge neuroscience with proven holistic practices. So that is sort of the new and the old. How are you two able to agree on all of this?
How are we able to agree on it? Well, we worked hard on that. We had a lot of time together. We've known each other for 25 years, and we had a nice plan we worked from.
Many times things that worked for ages, now science is sort of proving us correct. What are some of the new things that are taking place as far as science that is really helping us understand the brain?
One of the main things is the discovery that throughout life, the brain continues, our brains continue to be able to grow new connections, to grow new cells, which means that change is always possible. So these ideas that as we get older, we're inevitably going to decline, science is turning that on its head.
I see when I was listed here, it talks about youthful brain is, and then there's these different listings on it. The one that really caught my eye was flexibility, which sometimes is I guess, gives us all hope that if it's not the way it was, it could be different if we do things to it. How are we able to, I guess, through practice, cause our brain to heal, to do different things? What is
to become more flexible, perhaps?
Yeah, sure.
Well, the book as a whole really suggests that any of the pathways that we talk about is capable of making us more flexible. So things that you do with the body, the kind of a common example would be involvement in yoga practices, for example, is something that literally helps make the body more flexible. That's more obvious, but even things that we do with our minds, by exposing ourselves to new ideas and new experiences, or what we do in our relationships by cultivating deeper and more relationships that take us into different kinds of experiences, that makes our relationships more flexible. And any of those pathways end up helping the brain itself become more able to adjust and adapt to whatever life throws our way.
Let's talk a little bit some more of the 9 keys. And specifically, you talk about a youthful brain. What are characteristics of a youthful brain?
Yeah, so, you know, one thing that everybody wants as they're aging is to stay healthy and keep their memory and cognition intact. And then another thing is that people want to be reasonably happy. And then the third thing that we think is universal is people want connection. They want to love and be loved. These are all things that keep us youthful, that keep us, you know, balanced and whole and flexible and optimistic, and all of the things that we're promoting through the book. And, you know, what we have found in our practice and what we've found through our research for this book is that those things are very possible, and there are specific actions we can take every single day that move us in that direction of youthfulness, health, resilience, flexibility.
Well, give us a couple of those things. What can I do this morning that'll maybe start me in that direction?
I'll give you a really specific example. You live in Cleveland. We live in Minneapolis, so we're in the northern part of the country. One thing that is just so helpful for sleep, for energy, for focus, and that is to expose yourself to very bright light in the morning. This is something that, you know, people have known about for seasonal depression, but it turns out this is helpful for almost everybody's brain. And then one of the things it does is helps sync up your sleep pattern and schedule. So really bright light in the morning, very, very dim light in the evening.
Now, when you say light, are we talking about natural light sunlight, or is there a light bulb that I can buy that'll do this for me?
Yeah, natural light sunlight is probably the best route to go. Here in Minneapolis this morning, it's cloudy and rainy, so that's just not going to work. And, of course, in the winter, that's not going to work. So for most of us, it makes sense to have a really bright light, the kind that's used for seasonal depression. But remember, this is helpful even if depression is not an issue.
I guess that's why we always like to see, we open the window, see the morning sun, and we kind of stand there sort of blindly in its glow. It does make us feel good.
It does.
It does. It's a great way to wake yourself up.
Well, on the back end of that, you talk about sleep. Is this kind of how our brain maybe resets? We talk about, we kind of make analogies to computers sometimes. Is the sleep the part where kind of the brain sorts itself out, or what can you tell us about the sleep?
I think there are several things that happen during the course of the night. One is that it's a time when, as you say, it kind of hits the reset button, and it's a time when the body literally goes to work repairing the wear and tear of the previous day. But mentally, it also is a time when our brains work through the experiences of the previous day, trying to decide which are the ones that had anything useful to hang on to, and a way of clearing out the rest. There's a whole system that operates in our brains at night that washes away the buildup of things that the brain no longer needs, washing it out of the brain and literally helping it be more refreshed for the day to follow. So there's a lot happening at night while we're sleeping. And so getting good sleep is really a foundational thing to do for a youthful brain over the course of our lives.
We are talking this morning to Henry Emmons and David Alter. They have written 9 Keys of a Youthful Brain Through Modern Science and Ageless Wisdom. The book is called Staying Sharp. We think of our brain as sort of like, somewhat like a calculator in a sense. You know, if I do mental exercises, puzzles, doing reading and things like that. But there's a whole part of this that we talk about empathy or emotion that's really a part of it. How do you kind of add that feature to maybe a daily practice with your brain, or get that going so that that part stays youthful too?
Right. You know, we believe that human beings are whole. We're not just a brain. We're not just a body. We need to attend to all of those aspects. So we talk about taking care of the brain, but also the mind, which is a little different, and then also the heart. And by heart, we mean more metaphorical. So things like empathy, connection, authenticity, those are the things that make life most meaningful, most, you know, give us the most joy and at any time in life. But certainly as we age, we want to have a life that's filled with meaning and that's filled with connections. And that's the kind of thing that really helps all the rest of our body and soul work properly. So we think that people are cultivating these things all the time. It's just a question of what are you cultivating, and so what direction are you going in? So attending to things like the capacity to be empathic for others, it's really good for the people around you, but it's also really, really good for yourself.
So here's a good example of that. Let's say sometime during the day you're running into someone that you see all the time, and the usual exchange would be, hey there, how you doing? How are you? Fine. How are you? Fine. End of exchange. A way of cultivating greater empathy would be to ask the person one more question, saying, so tell me, how are things really going in this area, or what happened with your meeting with so-and-so? You go into that one extra step with a little bit more depth, and you begin to set up this empathy circuit that literally exercises the brain to become more capable of deeper empathy. And it's one of the things, as Henry just said, that helps keep our brain youthful.
With the aging of your brain, the more things you get, there's maybe things that you acquire through experiences that maybe fight against some of this. I think of the one that's talk about optimistic. A youthful brain is optimistic. But there's
right.
A lot of things that get it through experience. Somehow optimism gets pushed back. How can we keep that in the forefront?
That's a great question. I think that what we have to keep in mind is our brain has two halves, and one half really is devoted to accumulating those experiences and habits over the course of a lifetime. But the other half of the brain, the right side of the brain, is really designed to take in new experience, and we need both. So one of the ways of building toward optimism is by giving ourselves a steady diet of new experiences that gives us a chance to see how able we are to face those new challenges. The more we discover that we can pick ourselves up, even if we get knocked down, the more optimistic we become that no matter what life throws our way, we'll always be able to get back to our feet. So that combination of old habits with new experiences actually builds an optimistic and youthful brain.
Staying Sharp, 9 Keys for a Youthful Brain Through Modern Science and Ageless Wisdom. Our guests today have been Drs. Henry Emmons and David Alter. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing the details of it and getting people ready to stand in some bright sunlight these mornings as the days get a little
pleasure.
Bit shorter.
Thanks very much for the call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.